This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, this moment is 11 months in the making.
Yes.
11 months in the making, Eagles Insider of the Year. We award, the votes have been cast. Justin is standing to my side with the trophy and with the envelope. Hold on 1 second, Justin. We'll bring you in 1 second. With the trophy and the envelope with the results inside. And now I'll remind you, as soon as I award the Eagles Insider of the Year, the next year starts. So if you didn't win, Elliot is here.
What's going on?
We do
it's
have
good to see Elliot.
We do
excited
have
to be here.
Yeah, you don't seem excited.
I'm excited.
Okay, another contestant is on the way, by the way. So if
not here yet, though.
Not here yet.
And I am here, right?
Yes.
Not okay, committed to the grind.
Doesn't go into it.
Right,
the envelope's the envelope.
I know it's not, you know, tardy of the year, but.
Yeah, well.
No, I mean, Elliot, it sounds like your voice is raising a little bit.
Yeah,
you a little nervous?
No, I'm ready.
Okay. So we did ask the audience today in the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true, like Elliot. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Has Elliot Shore Parks done enough to win Eagles Insider of the Year? 67.5% say no, Elliot.
Damn.
I'll take 60-40 on Twitter for me.
Right.
Yes. I think that's a good outcome for me.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
You know, honestly, and yesterday Tim only beat me 60-40, so I feel good about
you
that.
You feel like you've gone.
Yes.
So just to be clear, you know, there are, I believe, 68 voters in the Eagles Insider of the Year committee. Jack and I have said that while we're proud of you for this year and you've come a long way, we both think McManus has been the best insider.
Oh,
this
I heard,
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you appreciate the open, Elliot?
let's talk after the award.
Okay. All right. Ike had your back until other people agreed.
Football guy.
And then all of a sudden he doesn't have your back.
It's doesn't? No,
well,
I didn't catch
he does.
Last
he wants you
back.
To win.
Yeah, I'm just saying, some people were trying to give you too much praise.
Okay.
For once.
All right. All right, Jack. Hit the music.
The most prestigious award in sports media, the Eagles Insider of the Year. The scoops have been reported, the sources have not been revealed, and the votes have been counted. Well, the stars are all out for today's ceremony. Beyonce and Jay-Z and likely their final public appearance. Mark Zuckerberg, Tim McManus, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Bradley Cooper, Joe Santaliquido, Brad Pitt. Not present is the newspaper reporter. And now, the WIP Afternoon Show presents the Eagles Insider of the Year!
Wow. Cut the tension with a knife. Of course, Jay-Z and Beyonce here, and likely their last public appearance. Justin, come on in. There he is, wearing white gloves and a black suit. Wow, look at that. Look at this, Ike.
Ah, see, looks
so
good.
So professional. Good award.
Good. White gloves on.
Now, just so everyone can see, this is not... We didn't even get the name on the nameplate because we didn't know who was going to win until today. We will redo the nameplate for whoever wins.
It is a nice trophy.
It is a nice trophy.
Sure would like to have it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I kind of want it now.
Yeah. I am opening the envelope.
That's my drum roll.
All right. We have the top five here.
Oh.
Coming in fifth with 33 total points and four total first place votes, Joe Santaliquido.
Wow.
Again, Joe Santaliquido.
He didn't do anything.
What the hell?
Coming in fourth with 82 total points and 10 first place votes, the newspaper reporter.
Yeah. Ah. Down year for the newspaper.
Down year for the newspaper.
Not enough drama. Too good of a team.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
And honestly, you're going to have to really win us over because we don't want to give you the award.
That's
anyway.
True. Yeah,
but
you
also,
really
you,
do some stuff.
You haven't had that good a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming in third with 105 total points and 9 first place votes is Jason Dumas.
Ooh.
Damn. Wow.
Dumas?
Late entry.
Late entry.
Got hot late.
My heart's racing over here.
Good showing.
Well, that Brandon Graham retirement thing was big.
It was big.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it actually put him in the spotlight in a good way for next year for Jason.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
You know, as a new, he's at 6ABC, a newcomer to the market. He's not, he's from here, but a newcomer.
And he's broken news in other markets too.
He has. Yeah. He would break Sixers news when he's out
he's
in the Bay Area.
He's definitely a leading contender next year.
Yep. He is. Yeah. So I will say
this. You're trying to be gracious.
As he honored
I
to
think
be
he
nominated
realizes
with
Dumas
him.
Didn't win it, so now he realizes he's in the final two.
So I will say this. The top two, one has 199 points, one has 185 points. Mm-hmm. I will say this. The second place person has more first place votes than the first place person does.
Huh.
But your winner of Eagles Insider of the Year for 2025, the inaugural award, goes to 94WIP's
wow.
Elliot Shore Farm. There he is.
Yeah!
Congratulations, Elliot.
I legit didn't think I was going to win.
Wow.
Wow.
So here is the, I'm furious, but here is the Elliot with 199 total points, and we will post all of the voting on, and then you will have your time to speak,
yes,
of course.
I have it.
We'll post all the voting on our Twitter page. Elliot, now, McManus wound up with 185 points, but 24 first place votes, so more first place votes, but you with the total scoring, a first place vote was 5 points, a second place vote was 3 points, and a third place vote was 1 point. And others receiving votes, Ike Reese, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport,
Mackay Becton,
boy. Yeah,
Big
thank
Dom.
You.
The more important Becton scoop.
Big Dom, Brandon Graham, Josina Anderson, Derek Gunn, John Clark, and Corey in Columbus with 1/3 place.
Corey in Columbus
shout
got
out
a
to
vote.
Corey.
1/3
I think
place
another
vote.
Potential candidate for next year.
And Big Dom got a vote.
Well, Elliot, the floor is yours.
Wow, E.
Wow, I can't believe I won.
Good job, man. Good
I
job.
Only prepared a little speech.
Oh, yes.
There we
a
go.
Speech.
I love it.
Well, first, I'd like to say it's an honor to be standing here holding this trophy. I'd like to thank my mom and dad for supporting me and my wife, Kristen, for motivating me by being so hot. Winning this award wasn't easy. The Eagles beat is the toughest in the NFL, and I'm surrounded every day by extremely talented writers and reporters. A special shout out to Tim, who I've been lucky enough to work with for years and I've always learned from. I'd also like to thank the committee. But really, I'd only like to thank Ike, since I know Spike and Jack did not want to give me this award.
Yep.
To those two haters, I'd like to quote a Super Bowl MVP. So this is what you wanted to see, huh? Was chronicling training camp history finally good enough for you guys? Was asking the questions the fans, my WIP caller family, wanted me to ask good enough for you guys? Was it good enough to be the one who said for months this Dallas Goedert thing was coming and we're all trying to figure out who the Eagles could target in free agency, and I was the one who told the fans the player they wanted the team also had interest in? Spike and Jack, you can have your other beat writers as your favorite, but it seems like you like your insiders the same way you like your quarterbacks. Trophyless.
Wow.
Not a bad one. Not a bad line. Nothing's happened with Goddard.
Although at times I hated it, it definitely made me better as I knew my annual job review would be heard by the entire country every week. But ultimately, I didn't do this for the award for Spike's approval, although that's something I crave more than anything in the world. I did this award for all of you guys, the callers. I'm the luckiest guy in the world to get to work where I work and get to know all of you. Yes, today I was named the best, but I can only be the best because you guys are all the best. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to do it all again next year.
Wow. Congratulations, Elliot Shore.
Classy. Classy.
Well prepared, too.
And thank you.
We did think you did a great job.
Yeah.
The second best job, but great job nonetheless. Yeah. Just a huge win for you, Elliot.
I needed it.
Yeah.
Feels good.
I mean, it's huge. huge. This is huge. I mean, you deserved it. And
the texts are already rolling in.
So, wow. Well, if you'd like to call and congratulate Elliot, or if you think that McManus was robbed, 215-592-9494.
Him not showing up, you have to wonder.
Well, you have to wonder. Well, maybe he's boycotting. Maybe he knew.
I will say, 10 years ago, Tim beat me in an online poll. So.
Oh, really?
This one's for you, Tim. This one's for you.
You know, one thing that I don't think Elliot needs right this second is a blue chew. I can see. Yeah, he's doing fine.
It's going to be good now.
Yeah.
Based off the text from my wife, sounds like we'll be...
Yeah. There you go.
This guy. Stiff as what?
Look, the thing about Blue Chew, if there was a Chew of the Year award...
A Chew of the Year.
Blue Chew would win it, buddy. It would win it. Look, we all occasionally need a little help. Ellie doesn't need any help performing, on the beat. Yeah. But you might need a little help performing in the bedroom.
Yeah. Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby. Yep. We can all use a little performance enhancement.
Every once in a while. And this is what we keep stressing. You're worried about how your significant other might feel. You know how they're going to feel? They're going to feel great. Because you are going to give them the time of their lives.
Mother's Day right around the corner, Spike.
BlueChew.com is where you go. The same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. But it's a chewable.
Chewable.
Made right here in the U.S. of A. Mm. So it's cheaper than a pharmacy. They prepare it. They ship it direct in a...
discreet package.
Hard package.
Stiff.
Yeah.
Stiff package.
Stiff package. And you don't have to go to the doctor. It's all online. You go to BlueChew.com. No awkward conversations. No awkward doctor's visits. No waiting 3 months for a doctor's appointment. No waiting at the pharmacy.
Embarrassing.
You just go to BlueChew.com. You figure out what the right mix is for you. They'll figure it out for you. And then they send you that discreet package. And here is the best news. This is all good news. The best news is you get your first month for free.
Free.
Just
free.
Use code 94. You go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 that it shows up. You're the king. Mm-hmm. And then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Mm. Oh, Jack.
Goodness gracious.
It's every day. It's every minute.
Yeah. Buzz Fritz over there.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping until you play. Yeah.
It's time to chew it and do it.
I had a Doc Bot set up and forgot about it.
Oh, all right. It's okay.
That's why Jack isn't holding a producer of the
year. No.
Exactly.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And again, I'm a host.
This is a big moment for you, Elliot. I have to be honest, I do feel good for you.
And I honestly did not think I was going to win. I feel like my loser speech was way better.
Oh, really?
Can you deliver the loser speech?
He had a loser
speech. I was ready to rip into you two even harder.
Yeah, I was going to say, you ripped into us pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, because we all know you didn't want me to win it. This was Ike's doing. This was.
Well, look, there's a 68-person panel who votes on this every single week for the power rankings for this. And you are, this is what I would say, I think you did an incredible job this year.
I appreciate it.
I think it was your best year. Now, I haven't been monitoring you as well the last few years as I did this year.
Right.
But I thought it was a great year from you. I'm happy that you won.
No, no question. And I will say, I did go into the year wanting to be better at asking questions at press conferences, and you guys definitely motivated me better. Yeah. I feel like I was much better this year at that. So
I got to tell you, I didn't really know, man, until Spike just gave us the answers there. I mean, the results.
The results.
So the voting. You know, standing up in front.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
On a panel trying to basically fight for you, you know? It's...
Well, that's kind of every day anyway online.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Well, he was like Dittinger with
Tommy
McDonald.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, exactly. I had to get Tommy McDonald into the Hall of
Fame.
I'll
write the play, yeah.
Are you happy that Elliott won? Is it deserved?
I can't wait to see that.
215-592-9494. Sean in Norristown, you're on WIP.
I'm not happy you won.
Sean, why?
Why not, Sean?
I don't know. I feel like it was a pity award. I don't know.
It's, wow.
Well, congrats, Elliott.
Thank you. But fine. I would not say it was a pity award, but I do appreciate the congratulations.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody pities
Elliott. You do great work. You do great work for the Philadelphia area. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. Wow. I appreciate
it. Sounds so happy.
Yeah, talk about a guy that doesn't believe what he said. Sean does not believe what he said. 215-592-9494. Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP.
Guys, you know, I love you. I respect you. So I just want to help you out here with your geography.
Mm-hmm.
Jenkintown, if you take Broad Street, the minute you cross off the city line, the next town is Jenkintown, directly north. And if you go 15 more miles on the same road, you hit Doylestown.
Oh.
So they're directly due north of you. It's basically Broad Street extended. So.
All right. I'm sorry. Are you sure?
That's all right. It's all right.
Well, then why when I head straight up 95, do I not pass Doylestown or Jenkintown?
Because 95 is east of the city, and if you take the Schuylkill and the Blue Route, they're west of the city, but Broad Street becomes 611, which goes right through Jenkintown.
All right.
Goes,
this is
right
the most Philly call
Grove.
Ever.
Yeah, you're right. My bad.
It's okay.
It's still pretty far away.
Well, if you want to call 16 miles Doylestown north of the city, then so be it. You can actually see the buildings from Doylestown and you can see from my town.
You've driven from Doylestown to Philadelphia. It takes forever.
Well, because of all the lights. But, I mean, you know, I'm just right. saying. As a crow flies, it's actually not that far.
You happy, but Elliott, one Eagles Insider of the Year?
Oh, I know Kenny's happy. Kenny's my guy.
You happy, Elliott, one Eagles Insider of the Year?
Well, Elliott, which they say you're the tallest midget in the circus, so congratulations.
Oh, wow. Popular not saying this week.
Wow.
You know what? You got to give Elliott credit because he always see him. When you go to anything Eagles related, he's there.
Mm.
He's not like somebody that's kind of sat in his office and let everybody else report like, you know, Angela did. So,
well, what's funny is Kenny's always there too. So maybe, you know,
yeah.
I feel like I see Kenny everywhere.
Are you next year, Eagles Insider of the Year, Kenny? What do you think? You?
Vanity or maybe, but no, I don't report.
All right. Thanks for the geography update, Kenny. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. He's right. I am wrong. Mike in Feasterville, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Spike? What's up, Ike? What's up, Jack?
What up, Mike?
I just loved Elliott's speech. It was great, dude. Like, I mean, I wish I could have heard the loser speech like everybody else.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Do you think he should have won?
Yeah, I think he should have won. I didn't even know who Aziz was until Elliott said something about it 2 weeks ago. So I think that's pretty good. And he's just been on top of, or at least close to, things all year.
Yeah. He's
close
done a good
counts,
job.
Yeah.
Yeah, close counts.
And I really got to talk about Jack, though. Like, he's got to take it to the cantaloupe. Like, this is not even going to be close.
Oh, yeah. Elliott, what do you think? Thank you for the call, Mike. Elliott, what do you think of the Jack versus Joe?
I think Jack's going to demolish Joe.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised. Too. Like, I respect Joe wanting to do it, but, I mean, Joe's not a great athlete, and I feel like Jack... I'm the best athlete, non-athlete at the station.
Right.
But Jack, I think, is right there with me.
Sure. Hmm. You're a little chesty after your little Eagles Insider of the year.
That's exactly right.
Well, hold on.
Refer to me as champion.
You mean non-professional athlete, because Jack is in the I told you we have Jack in the athletic department.
Yeah, I don't think Jack belongs in the athletic department.
No, I don't think so.
If you never collected a check playing sports, I don't think you belong.
Wow. Well, I got a scholarship.
That's not a check.
Wow.
It kind of is. You're a
pre-NIL.
Scholarship athlete.
Scholarship athlete, most money in the team, biggest bust in Bloomsburg baseball history.
Yeah. Right. You can count as an athlete now.
How many years did you play in college?
I played 2. And had I known I'd be ridiculed every single day about it, I would have played 4.
Well, you bring it up. I wouldn't even know if you didn't bring it up.
I was on an upward trajectory. My junior and senior year was going to be my years.
And then what happened?
And then
I wanted to focus on radio.
No, you wanted to focus on beer.
I wanted to have a lot of beers and hang out with my friends.
It's exactly like when I quit soccer my freshman year.
My grades were horrible, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. Just like yours were.
Not a shock. 215-592-9494. What?
I don't know. Transferred one time?
What, in college?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a 3.84 my freshman year when I transferred.
What a nerd.
Oh, I'm just saying.
What are Jack and Joe competing in?
We don't even know.
We don't know. Definitely, we definitely have. Oh, now we have another contestant who has arrived.
Bad news.
Jason Dumas of 6ABC. Jason, which one should Jason go to, Jack?
I think that one.
That one right there. All right. Now, Jason, does he have headphones? No headphones.
Oh, I got him.
All right. Jason, well, you can hear us fine. Jason, you came in 3rd in Eagles Insider of the Year. Now, you were a late entry in that were you here for the entire Eagles season at 6ABC?
No, my first game was the Thursday night game against the Commanders.
Okay.
At the link.
So what do you think of you coming in 3rd, Elliot beating you? There's some controversy about your report about the Brandon Graham retirement. You know, I've seen you going back and forth with some afternoon show listeners on it. Your thoughts?
I think it was a highly flawed voting system.
Ooh,
wow.
Really? Sounds like someone's mad they're not holding the trophy.
Yeah. Highly flawed voting system. I need a recount or at least hear how the votes went down and how we came to this conclusion.
Well, I think we heard how the votes went down.
Yeah. So there were 68 votes. You did get 10 first place votes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 9 first place votes. You came in 3rd behind Elliot Shore Parks and Tim McManus. Now, nothing to sneeze at there.
Right.
Two legends right there.
Now, what about the people saying, now the Brandon Graham thing, you said he did plan to retire you said that on Twitter. Yeah. Is the only reason I'm saying it. You believe he did plan to retire at the parade.
Yeah, that was the initial plan. But my tweet started catching a little steam, and I think someone within the organization got in Brandon's ear. Didn't tell him not to, but they would appreciate it. They wanted him to have his own moment.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. It all makes sense. Obviously, there was also a lot of alcohol flowing that day. So they just wanted it to be a little more of a controlled environment when he made that announcement, and so he backed off of it. But that the plan was for him to retire at the parade.
And you did, to give you credit, you were the first one to report that he tore his triceps during the Super Bowl. I didn't see anybody else report that.
Yeah, Gunner reported it a couple weeks after I put it out there.
Yeah.
See, late to the party as usual.
I mean, I've been following Jason since before he got here, and you broke.
I'm joking, D-Gun. You know I love you.
That's my guy.
Well, big bro, you know I love you.
Jason spent a bunch of time out in the Bay Area. Was actually did shows on our station 95.7 The Game out there. I think what everyone needs to know in Philly is he didn't win this time, but Jason is a force to be reckoned with the scoops. He had Sixers scoops for a while, and you mentioned
now those don't.
He broke Saquon.
He did break Saquon.
Yeah.
So
that's after I had suggested it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was outside the.
Make sure we
I heard the voting started a month after that.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Hey, the rules are the rules.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was awesome, man. I love the fact that even though you may not have been aware of what we were doing, because I saw it a little back and forth with somebody on Twitter.
I thought people were being facetious.
So
I'm like, I'm not trying to be Mr. Eagle Insider. Stop saying that.
Yeah.
And then I found out it was actual thing, it was really funny.
Wow, so we appreciate you at least going along with us. So.
Well, the other thing that I will say this, if we ever get confirmation from Brandon about that story, I believe that should count for next year's Eagle.
It was a great scoop by him. He clearly was correct, but the season and the league year is over.
I know, but if that story happens, if Brandon comes out from this point on and says, Jason Dumas was right. I plan.
I think we should just take the trophy now from Elliot. Yeah.
Already, look at these two. Already.
Yeah. Just scheming.
This is what I dealt with all year, Jason. Yeah. Yeah.
That's lack funny. Of appreciation. Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, but that is the insider game.
Yeah, that's the game.
Wow. Well, I definitely believed you. So yeah, it made well, sense to me.
Yeah.
Things happen in real time, and sometimes,
Amen.
Sometimes even the change of course makes sense.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense. Like they wanted to have yesterday. They wanted
right.
That's the environment they wanted to have when he announced that.
And what corroborates it too is the two trophies up there. Like he had it up there at the at the parade, and then yesterday he had the two trophies.
And
up,
he was the last one to speak at the parade, right?
He was, yeah.
Yeah. So
Elliot, I got one more question for you. So I follow Go Birds on Twitter, obviously.
Yeah.
They quote tweeted us putting out you being named Eagles Insider of the Year with our very own. Don't you run that Twitter account?
No, I don't. Well, I do tweet from it, but I don't know. It certainly wasn't James that did that, so it must have been Tucker.
No, I think you did it.
Yeah, but don't worry. The emergency pod will be coming out. Jason, you're welcome to join if you'd like. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you should have Jason on. You should have heard.
Yeah.
So, Jason, the thing that really won Elliot the award, and his work all year, of course, but at the beginning of free agency, he told us Khalil Mack and Azeez Ojulari, those are the two guys to keep an eye on for the Eagles at edge. And they sign Ojulari. And I listened to the Go Birds emergency podcast, and you could hear Elliot smiling from ear to ear on that podcast.
Well, I think a lot of people felt that way based off the Twitter response.
Oh,
lots
really?
Of Insider of the Year. You won. Congratulations. Great scoop. Just stuff like that.
Wow.
That's funny
for you, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jason, you should just know. The eyes are on you now.
Yeah, going forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
For better or worse, I can tell you. The eyes being on you.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're also liable to some worm. The NovaCare worm.
Oh, he doesn't know about the worm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard
to
describe.
Do you know about the worm?
No, I don't.
Mm. Get ready.
Jason. So we talk about what happens is if you cover the Eagles long enough, what they will try to do is implant a worm in your brain. What you should say publicly.
Got it.
And you can see a lot of the reporters have the worm. Yep. Elliot.
Not me, no.
Used to have the worm. He's been better recently.
They beat it out of me.
Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on the worm. If you're ever tweeting the same exact thing that the other reporters are tweeting.
Like the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was a money move.
Yeah,
that was slimy.
They all tweeted it at the same time.
Yeah.
The worm doesn't like the truth is what you'll find.
Well, it wasn't the truth.
Yeah.
It wasn't the truth. All right.
Insider of the Year is telling you it was.
Elliot Shore-Parks, congratulations.
Thank you, Jason Dumas.
Congratulations
on your
third place finish.
Third place. I'm coming for that top spot next
year. I'm more worried about you than anybody else.
So. Well, we're going to reveal the odds for 2026's award tomorrow on the show. So we'll see if Elliot is the favorite.
It's hard to repeat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. That's a lot of
just
people
take
say
a rebuilding
that.
Year, get the cash right. Yeah.
All right, Jack. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5 next?
Oh, I was going to do next year's Eagles Insider of the Year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll reveal it next.
Yep.
All right. That is coming up next, yes.
I'll tell you.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.